The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Something like meditation practice is a balance between doing and not doing. And in that there's a balance, it's a different balance for each person. And everybody has to find them, their balance where they're. But you have a sense that it's a balance, that sometimes that sense of balance, finding that balance and kind of staying close to it, being mindful of it, can sometimes help with, you know, staying into the meditation, being present. If it's only about doing, being responsible for the meditation, trying, actively engaged, it tends to keep the busyness going, the agitation, the activity of the mind going, and also it tends to reinforce a sense of the doer, the one who's doing it, the one who's the agent. But if it's only a matter of not doing anything at all, then sometimes that leads to complacency, falling asleep. It leads to just accepting of what is, and just mind wandering off a lot and going off. And so, you know, maybe an analogy for the balance would be floating on your back in water, in a lake or something. That it's a lot of not doing in floating. You have to kind of stop a lot, but you have to stay mindful and present, and you have to do a little bit of doing. You have to do enough doing to stay with your body flat and your arms out and maybe a teeny bit of movement in order to kind of stay there and not kind of tip one side or the other or kind of stay, just keep your head in the right position. So there's a kind of a balance there, and you can't lose your mindfulness when you're floating. You can't just kind of forget where you're at and completely disappear, and just, you have to kind of stay mindful. But also it can be very relaxing, and you don't need to do a lot. In fact, if you start getting too caught up in trying to do things, you will find yourself, it's certainly not comfortable with it all. So how do we float? How do we float with the, it's so easy to remember, to forget to turn off the phones before we come. So it's good to take whenever we have this will keep happening, and this will keep happening. And I think every time it does happen, we could all be grateful and take it as a reminder, as a little reminder to remember to turn ours off next time. So anyway, so hopefully you can find the right balance here as you float on the present moment, not too active, not too inactive, but just staying in the present moment, floating in the present moment, keeping enough attention to be here in the present, not trying too hard, not trying too little. So, thank you.